The same simplicity which prevailed in the dining-room also dominated their choice of clothes. They liked to be clean and well-groomed, to have their hair and beards neatly cut, to feel their bodies strong with the exercise and the swimming of the gymnasium, but they never followed the Asiatic fashion which prescribed loud colors and strange patterns. They wore a long white coat, and they managed to look as smart as a modern Italian officer in his long blue cape. They loved to see their wives wear ornaments, but they thought it very vulgar to display their wealth, or their wives, in public, and whenever the women left their home they were as inconspicuous as possible. In short, the story of Greek life is a story not only of moderation, but also of simplicity. Things, chairs and tables and books and houses and carriages, are apt to take up a great deal of their owner's time. In the end, they invariably make him their slave, and his hours are spent looking after their wants, keeping them polished and brushed and painted. The Greeks, before everything else, wanted to be free, both in mind and in body. That they might maintain their liberty and be truly free in spirit, they reduced their daily needs to the lowest possible point.